are together again. My, my, my.
Welcome to the very first Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2003, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill a request, celebrate several birthdays, and in one segment of the show, we'll hush up. To get us started, last week, January 1st, marked the birth in 1895 of the whispering pianist Art Gillam. And as a matter of fact, that was Art Gillam that you heard just before the opening theme song. His mother was a pianist and began teaching him at age 5, around the time the family moved from Atlanta to St. Louis, where he had been born while his mother was there on a visit. He enrolled at Washington University, but in 1914 left school and went to the West Coast to play in dance bands, including his own Art Gillam and his society Syncopators. Art was in the Army during World War I and after the war worked as a song plugger and sales manager for Chicago music publisher Ted Brown. He traveled around the country plugging songs by playing piano and accompanying singers. In addition, he also made piano rolls and in 1922 played his publisher's music on Chicago radio station WDAP. In February 1924, he appeared on WSB in Atlanta, and in an article for the Atlanta Journal, columnist Landon Kay, the WSB program director at the time, referred to Art as the Whispering Pianist. The nickname stuck, and Art continued to use this as his billing throughout his career. Art's recording career began on May 2, 1924, with Jeanette, although none of those recordings was released. On October 22, 1924, he began recording exclusively for Columbia with How Do You Do, which became a theme song for the Happiness Boys. On February 25, 1925, he made the first commercially released electrical recording using the new Western Electric recording system, his own composition, You May Be Lonesome. Art recorded 132 sides, which were released. In 1931, he had two shows on CBS Radio. One was called Syncopated Pessimism, a Depression-era program that Art ended with the phrase, "Have you got a cup of coffee in your pocket?" And the other show was called Breakfast with Art. In 1937, Art returned to Atlanta, where he had programs on WSB, WAGA, and WGST, and became principal of Creighton's Business College. Art Gillam died of a heart attack on June 6, 1961. Here are three from The Whispering Pianist.
Come on, fingers, play 'em pretty. Here's where Papa has to talk about Mama's clothes. Where did you get that hat? Tell me, pretty maid. My, but isn't it becoming? And such a lovely shade. I've got to tell you that you're a pip in green. And if I'm not too familiar, by that I simply mean, in your green hat, you're beautiful. The best dressed gal in town. In your green hat, you're wonderful. From your shingle top all the way down, you're like a fashion show from head to toe. And what a figure, what a face, and what a chapeau. Which all means that you're simply marvelous in your green hat. Now play a pretty finger. Honey, Papa's bought you a lot of hot clothes here recently. Got you that beautiful blue dress, those passionate red shoes, and those loud pink socks. the things I don't like to print, you know. But above everything else that you've got, you look the best in your green hat. Why, in that hat you're beautiful. Honey, you're the best-dressed gal in this town. In your green hat, you're wonderful. From your shingle top all the way down, you're like a fashion show from head to toe. What a figure, what a face. Mammy, mammy, what a chapeau. Which all means that you're simply marvelous in your hat. Now play 'em fingers while Papa dances. Papa feels good and happy and so forth. Is that any reason why you should continue to play the same thing over all the time? Don't want any millions. I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit. That's all I can wear. A bundle of money. Don't make you feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me say, I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah. You know, I just phoned the parson. I said, listen here, Pa, get ready to call. For just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Now rolling in sunshine, rolling in health, means more than rolling in wealth. Rolling in kindness, rolling in bliss. Could anything be nicer than this? Soon she'll roll up to the church with me. And even if it's only rolls and coffee, I'll be so happy, for I'm sitting, yes sir, on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Say, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm gonna fall, for I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Yes, sir.
Everyone should have had to see you to learn something new. Why, you said the same things I thought I knew, but you said them different. Now I know they're true. Gee, I'm glad I found you. Now I won't be blue. Same things, honey, yeah. Things I thought I knew, but somehow or other you said them different. Now Papa thinks they're true, uh-huh. Gee, I'm glad I found you. Now I won't be blue.
The Whispering Pianist, Art Gillum, born January 1st, 1895. We started the set and the show with a Jack Yellen and Milton Ager song, In Your Green Hat, recorded by Art on March 16th, 1926. Accompanying Art on the piano on that recording was Lou Pollock. You've heard In Your Green Hat on this program in a version recorded by the Little Ramblers on December 5th, 1925. In Your Green Hat was followed by a Ray Henderson tune with lyrics by Sam Lewis and Joe Young, I'm Sittin' on Top of the World, Art Gillum on October 24th, 1925. And we just heard one of Art's own compositions, Now I Won't Be Blue, Art Gillum and his Southland syncopators, including Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mole on trombone, Ben Selvin on violin, and Rube Bloom on piano, recorded April 27th, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Exactly 15 years before Art Gillum, Oscar Papa Celestine was born in Napoleonville, Louisiana, on January 1, 1884. He learned to play guitar and mandolin, as well as cornet and trombone. In 1906, he moved to New Orleans, playing in a number of brass bands, but in 1910 opened with his own dance band at the Tuxedo Dance Hall, where he was resident until 1913. He organized a brass band called the Tuxedo Brass Band, and along with trombonist Bill Ridgely, formed the Tuxedo Orchestra in 1917. When he and Ridgely parted company, Celestine formed his own band called Celestine's Original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra. The tuxedo in this band's name referred not to the Tuxedo Dance Hall, but to the band's standard attire, tuxedos. During the Depression, Celestine retired from music and worked at a shipyard, but in 1946 he returned to music full-time, appearing on radio and television. Oscar Celestine died of stomach cancer in New Orleans on December 15, 1954. Here are three from Oscar Celestine. Thank you.
my loving queen, my Josephine, my all I see. Although you know that I love you so, oh, please come back, dearly, don't say no. Yes, baby, that is all I know. And he wants to come home. Oh, please don't stay away, dear, not for one more day. I'm up a blue day waiting for your chair. Yes, my queen, my only Josephine.
Sing Papa Stubbs that pass. Oh, you know he can play it quite fast. Thank you.
Oscar Papa Celestine, born January 1st, 1884. We just heard a Celestine composition. It's Jam Up, recorded by Columbia in New Orleans on October 25th, 1927, by Celestine's original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra. It's Jam Up was preceded by My Josephine, written by Paul Barnes, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band. The vocalist on that April 13, 1926 recording was Charles Gills. And we began with a Bill Ridgely composition, Black Rag, the original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra recording for OK on January 23, 1925. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist? Have a comment about the show? We love to get email, and you can send your comments and requests by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Speaking of requests, we got a request from listener John in North Carolina for some Bix. I was pleased to see that the 3-CD Volume 4 of Bix Restored is now available from Origin Jazz Library. Bix Restored encompasses all of Bix's recorded output, including all alternate takes and even a couple of tests. Their website is www.originjazz.com, where you can order any or all of Bix Restored. If you do happen to order, please let them know where you heard about them. I don't yet have my copy of Volume 4, but I do have the first three 3-CD volumes. So here for listener John in North Carolina are three records featuring Bix, one from each of the first three volumes of the Bix Restored project.
Thank you.
Hot stuff! Some Bix for listener John in North Carolina. We begin with Bix Beiderbecke and his Rhythm Jugglers and one of Bix's own compositions, Davenport Blues, recorded by Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana on Monday, January 26, 1926. The Rhythm Jugglers consisted of Don Murray, clarinet, Tommy Dorsey, trombone, Paul Mertz on piano, and Tommy Gargano on drums. Then it was Bix Beiderbecke and his gang, released by OK as the New Orleans Lucky Seven and Royal Garden Blues, recorded Wednesday, October 5th, 1927. The gang in this session included Bill Rank, trombone, Don Murray, clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Frank Signorelli, piano, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. And we just heard Bix and his gang on April 17th, 1928, and Somebody Stole My Gal. The gang on this session consisted of Izzy Friedman, clarinet, Bill Rank, still on trombone, Roy Bargy, piano, Min Liebrook, bass sax, and Stan King on drums. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime your little heart desires, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Quick, what was the 28th state admitted to the Union? Correct, Texas. The flags of Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the Confederate States of America, and of the United States of America have all flown over the land known as Texas, which became the 28th of the United States of America on December 29, 1845. Texas is an altered pronunciation of an Indian word meaning friends, which is why the state motto of Texas is friendship. Texas is the second largest state in terms of area behind Alaska, and its capital is... Oh, no, not Dallas, Austin. The state bird is the mockingbird, the state flower the bluebonnet, and the state tree is the pecan tree. So here to commemorate Texas' admission to the Union are some songs about Texas.
In a spot in my hometown, I'd like for you to go and get woke up and see a great show. We smoke weed and we say hey, hey. We drink cold wine until the break of day. Saturday night on Texas Avenue. We walk all night from place to place, shucking and jiving, trying to get our gate. Some be trucking and some be doing the Susie Q. And if you stay long enough, you'll be trucking too. Saturday night on Texas Avenue. When you walk out the door on the street, a tough fella out there you're sure to meet. He'll pull you and he'll snatch you and he'll hit you across the head. And if you resist him, he'll shoot you dead, dead, dead. Saturday night on Texas Avenue. In Olivia's and Jerry's too. We'll stand and wonder what's next to do. We'll sit down and knock a little drink. Then we'll be drunk before we even think. Saturday night on Texas Avenue. We'll then sit in a booth, take a little peep. We know it, we're dead asleep. All of a sudden, we'll hear a roar. That's the owner's telling you, ain't can't sleep us anymore. Saturday night on Texas Avenue.
Thank you. goes to Texas U. She wears a collar too, you bet she do. And in our future life, she's going to be my wife.
How in the heck did you get that way?
She told me so. The eyes of Texas are upon you all the livelong day. The eyes of Texas are upon you. You cannot get away. Do not think you can escape them at night or early in the morn. The eyes of Texas are upon you till Gabriel blows his horn.
Some songs about Texas to commemorate Texas' admission to the Union on December 29, 1845. We began with 315 in his Squares and Saturday Night on Texas Avenue. In the 1920s, Texas Avenue was a main thoroughfare in Shreveport, Louisiana, but of course today it's a freeway. The 315 in 315 in his Squares is pianist and vocalist Dave Blunston. Whether 315 is a reference to an address where he lived or played, or to his weight, or to something else, is unknown. 315 and his Squares recorded four songs in Hot Springs, Arkansas on March 3, 1937 for the American Record Corporation. All four of them were written by Dave Blunston. He sang on all four, and all four were issued on the Vocalion label. Next, it was Kansas City singer Mary H. Bradford, accompanied by Benny Moten on piano and Lamar Wright on cornet. Waco, Texas Blues, written by Paul Banks and recorded in September of 1923. And we finished up with the traditional The Eyes of Texas. That was Hal Kemp and his orchestra, credited as the Carolina Club Orchestra. Hal Kemp was attending the University of North Carolina in 1924 and, having mastered the clarinet and alto sax, became leader of the 10-piece student band, the Carolina Club Orchestra, which recorded for British Columbia while in London on an engagement at the Piccadilly Hotel. In 1927, Kemp got a recording contract with Brunswick, where his records were labeled as Hal Kemp and his orchestra. When he moonlighted and recorded for OK, Melotone, and Harmony, he used the name of Carolina Club Orchestra. ¶¶ You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, on December 29th in 1945, the mystery voice of Mr. Hush was heard for the first time on the radio show Truth or Consequences, hosted by Ralph Edwards. The feature was intended as a spoof of giveaway shows, but the idea was taken seriously and lasted 5 weeks before Mr. Hush was identified as fighter Jack Dempsey, and the winner received a prize of $13,500. So here to commemorate Mr. Hush are some Hush songs.
Thank you. apart from the throng in the hush of the night. While the twinkling little stars played peek-a-boo, whispering they knew our rendezvous in the hush of the night. The moments passed ever too fast, then we were parted. Why was it goodbye just when love started? Who calls you divine, whose arms entwine all that was mine, only mine, dear, in the hush of night?
Your lips are divine, they taste just like wine, they seem to whisper of love. Oh, how I love you, honey hush, my heart is giving me the rush. I'm dreaming my dreams, I'm scheming my schemes, please tell me yes, my turtle dove. Your eyes shine like stars up above, making me know that I'm in love. Oh, my sweet, don't do this to me. Tell me you'll be always with me. Oh, how I love you, honey hush. My heart is singing like a thrush. I'm saving my dime, I hear wedding chimes, my sweet, my lovely honey hush.
To commemorate Mr. Hush, a 1945 feature on the radio version of Truth or Consequences. We began with another one by Bix, this time as part of the Gene Goldkett Band on October 12, 1926, and Hushabye. Music by Robert E. Spencer and lyrics by Frank X. Galvin. The vocal was by Frank Bessinger. Then it was Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra from July 25, 1929, at a Sammy Lerner-Al Hoffman collaboration in The Hush of the Night. The vocalist there was Scrappy Lambert, credited as Bert Loren on the label. And we finished up with Fats Waller and his rhythm and a collaboration between Fats and his manager, Ed Kirkaby. Honey Hush, recorded June 28, 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.